Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our travel unit for today. As we get closer and closer to summer, maybe you're going to start planning your summer vacation.
Mm.
And if you're planning to go to France, you might think about going to Normandy. And if you go to Normandy, you might go to some kind of small little island off the coast of Normandy. And let's see if I can say this as Mont Saint-Michel. Michel, did I say that right?
Mont Saint-Michel.
Okay, so that's kind of an island there. It's got a big church there, maybe a castle or something.
Mm.
And, of course, lots of tourists go there. It's really cool, and it's a great place to take pictures, and it's a great place to go to and have some experiences, and then come back and tell your friends all about it.
I'm kind of in the mood for a vacation, so this is a fun thing to talk about right now. It's a beautiful part of the country. I would like to go and just spend a week there, like rent a little cottage and just, you know, enjoy the clean air, the pretty scenery, and listen to the pretty French. I love French. It sounds beautiful. Right now, though, what we always do first, we got to read through our lesson and then we'll be back to talk about this beautiful area.Off the northwest coast of Normandy, France, a rocky islet is the only sight on the horizon. Its stone walls, picturesque village, and soaring Gothic monastery towers are the only interruptions to the stretch of blue sky and bay. This is Mont Saint-Michel, a small island commune that seems to have arisen from the water. Today, it's clear to see why this UNESCO World Heritage Site draws in so many tourists each year, eager to explore its fairy tale landscape. While the island is immediately recognizable for its grandeur, what is perhaps most breathtaking about Mont Saint-Michel is its iconic ancient abbey. According to legend, the archangel Michael commanded Saint Aubert, the bishop of Avranches, to build this monastery in 708. Initially, Saint Aubert failed to comply. In response, Michael used his finger to burn a hole in the man's head, which proved to be effective motivation. That year, the bishop erected a small chapel on the islet. Over time, the building gained its weighty upward structure and underwent various renovations, so that today, the abbey's grand hall, ornamented rooms, and vaulted halls include elements from a number of different periods. Still, one of Mont Saint-Michel's historical features has been modernized in the past couple of years. The 19th century road that was built to connect the islet to Normandy has now been replaced. As Mont Saint-Michel experiences the highest tides in continental Europe, the original path would often become flooded with water. During the spring, the tide rises and falls at great speeds, with the sea first completely submerging the bay and then revealing it. The new bridge, finished in 2014, is built on tall stilts to cope with this phenomenon. As buses cross the bridge, it's easy to imagine they are transporting travelers to a sanctuary that seems to exist in another time.
Okay, it's our travel unit again today, so let's get to it. Let's go to France, let's go to Normandy, and let's go to Mont Saint-Michel, okay? We've probably got some pictures of it in the magazine, so that's what you're looking at there. It looks kind of cool, doesn't it? Mm. And, of course, let's talk about this place in detail right now. So, yes, it's a stunning place here, as it says here in the title. If something is stunning, that means it is amazing. It's a marvel to look at. It is extremely impressive. It's very, very attractive. You could describe a beautiful woman as being stunning. So here, this is a stunning place in France. Off the northwest coast of Normandy, France, a rocky islet is the only sight on the horizon. So this sentence here kind of describes where this place is. It's off the northwest coast of Normandy, France. Normandy is an area of France. It's in northern France. It's probably most famous for the Normandy invasion, D-Day. What was that, June 6, 1944, when the Allies invaded and tried to kick the Nazi Germans out of France and the rest of Europe. So, yes, indeed, Normandy, of course, has more to offer than just those beaches there. You can go to this place called Mont Saint-Michel. Okay, my French is not so good, but in any case, it's the only sight on the horizon. So if you're there along the coast, you see this islet. An islet is like a small island.
Yeah, sounds beautiful. I was just looking at pictures while you were talking. It is nice. It looks like it's all by itself out there in the water. An islet is a tiny little piece of land surrounded by water, but it's a tiny island, but on top of that island is this beautiful structure, I would say. It's an abbey. We're going to talk about it, but it looks like an old castle. Wow. I would love to just go there for a couple of months. Forget a week. I need a couple of months. So it's off the northwest coast of Normandy. That's where it's located. We're not just calling it stunning. We're actually calling it picturesque as well. This village is so beautiful. It's like a picture, a postcard. Sometimes we'll say it's a picturesque postcard, but it is really quite lovely. It has soaring Gothic monastery towers. When something soars, it goes really high up into the air. You could use soaring in a very literal way. You know, if birds are going way up in the sky or planes, they're soaring. But you can also use it to talk about singing. Someone can have a voice that soars, just goes up high and sounds beautiful. Or you can talk about something that's just really elevated. And that's what we're doing here. If you see this word Gothic, it's a style of architecture that was very popular in Europe. And you'll see a lot of Gothic buildings, Gothic churches, cathedrals back in Europe. Check that out. If people are goth these days, though, it means kids who dress up in mostly black. They have a lot of chains, especially around their necks. They're goth. They have black lipstick if they're female. Even guys wear black lipstick. But here, Gothic, it's a take on that, but Gothic was an actual architectural style back then. What's a monastery, Tom?
That's a place where monks and nuns kind of further their religious studies. Uh-huh. They live there. They work together. They don't really have much contact with people outside. Of course, here in Taiwan, you've got Buddhist monasteries in the mountains and stuff. The monks are working there, although people can go to them and pray and stuff like that. But yes, indeed, it's kind of a place for monks and nuns to work on their religious studies. And sometimes they make, they make food or they brew beer and stuff like that. It's kind of interesting. But again, this is a Gothic monastery with those towers that are soaring into the sky. And of course, this island and those towers are the only interruptions to the stretch of blue sky and the bay there. So yes, otherwise, it's just a big bay and a big open sky there. And then you see this island sticking there. Well, what is this place? This is Mont Saint-Michel, a small island commune that seems to have arisen from the water. So here we've got the word commune, which when I see that word, I think of hippies back in the 1960s.
Yeah, me
they
too.
They would try to live together in one place, grow their own food and stuff, try to be independent, a commune. But in this particular case, it's kind of a small community that is self-supporting.
Yeah, it's actually the word they use in France to talk about a small town. So it has something to do with how they name their towns and municipalities. So it's a government term. Yeah, I did the same thing, Tom. When I saw that word, I thought hippies, you know, people who don't live within their family structure. They all get together and grow crops and don't have jobs, that sort of thing. Anyway, this is actually a government definition of what a township is there. It's quite small. And it looks like it's arisen from the water. To rise up or arisen just means to go from a low point to a higher point. Arise, we often arise and get going and, you know, get on with life. We don't use that word a whole lot, though, but it does look, it's just like it's sort of mysteriously coming up from the water. It's kind of cool.
Arisen is the past participle of the verb to arise. Yep. So yes, it looks like it has just emerged from the water like a submarine or something. Today, it's clear to see why this UNESCO World Heritage Site draws draws in so many tourists each year, eager to explore its fairy tale landscape. So, yes, indeed, UNESCO has designated this place as a World Heritage Site. UNESCO is the United Nations, Educational and Scientific Cultural Organization, I believe, and they recognize these various sites around the world. This is one of them, so lots of tourists are drawn there. They are attracted there, and, of course, they want to check out this fairy tale landscape. Indeed, it does seem like you're going back in time, and you could imagine knights in shining armor, damsels in distress, elves and stuff like that walking down the streets. It's like stepping back in time.
It is. I don't know if we mentioned this yet, but this word M-O-N-T, mont, just means mountain in French. So it's kind of St. Michel's or St. Michael's Mountain. That's the name of this little place. Little place. It looks quite big. Moving on to the next paragraph. While the island is immediately recognizable for its grandeur, what is perhaps most breathtaking about it is its iconic ancient abbey. So let's look at this. If it's recognizable, it's something that you've seen before. You know, it kind of looks familiar. Yeah, I recognize him, but I, you know, kind of forgotten where I met him. Grandeur refers to something that looks very expensive and majestic, almost like it was built for kings or queens, royalty. It's quite beautiful. If you describe a house that has a lot of grandeur, you're probably talking about a house where millions and millions of dollars were spent to build it and to decorate it. It's quite a lovely sight. What is perhaps most breathtaking, takes your breath away, is its iconic or very famous ancient abbey. I guess you could say people recognize that shape. It's iconic, something that's very famous. It has an abbey. Abbey and monastery are very similar to me. I tend to use abbey when I'm talking about Catholic nuns and Catholic priests. Monastery is more Buddhist to me, Buddhism. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, abbey refers more to the actual buildings, whereas the monastery is the whole organization, including the buildings and the grounds and stuff like that. So indeed, yes, it's got this iconic looking abbey there. And of course, it has this great grandeur there. Remember, grandeur here is a noun, so it's not an adjective. You can describe the grandeur of the central mountain range here in Taiwan, for example. Now, I'd say that brings us probably roughly to the midway point in today's lesson. So let's take a time out now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到第一个空格的句子 Is stone walls, picturesque village, and soaring Gothic monastery towers are the only blank one to the stretch of blue sky and bay. 首先我们来看词性放在 be 动词后面 are the only.当然很明显的是要加名词，这些石墙、风景如画的村庄，以及哥德式的修道院的塔楼呢，它是这一大片蓝天跟海湾的唯一什么呢？来搭配名词句法，第一题我们可以选择一选项 interruptions， 在这里我们可以解释成为阻碍的意思。接着第二个空格来提到呢，你可以看得出来这个地方被联合国教科文组织列为世界遗产，所以在第二个空格提到 This UNESCO World Heritage Site draws in so many tourists each year blank two to explore its fairy tale landscape. 每一年吸引这么多的游客，这些游客呢，其实非常渴望热衷的要探索如童话一般的风景。搭配文意，第二题我们可以选择 B 选项 eager to do something， 也就代表着很渴望、很热衷去做某件事情的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about Mont Saint-Michel, which is this island commune off the coast of Normandy in France there. It's like an island all by itself with these old buildings and stuff like that. It's very picturesque. It's a great place to take pictures and post them on the internet and stuff like that. So let's see, where we left off, we were talking about the breathtaking Abbey there. Mm-hmm. According to legend, the Archangel Michael commanded Saint Aubert, the Bishop of Avranches, to build this monastery in 708. Okay, I hope I said all those words correctly. So we've got one fella here, Michael. Maybe in French you say Michel or something.
I'm not quite sure. That's Michael. Michel in French is Michael.
Okay, and he's an archangel?
Archangel.
Yeah. Okay.
Part of the Christian teachings. You know how the Catholics have a lot of saints? These are men who are real people. I mean, they did something tremendous in their lives. And so after they die, the Catholic Church decides to make them into saints that they can be worshipped. Only the Catholic Church does this. Other Christian churches don't. But yeah, the archangel, supposedly he's Adam, you know, in the Bible. Yeah.
Okay.
So Michael, the archangel, he got his name put on this particular island or commune, you could say. This is a story which is so interesting, though. According to the legend, we know it's just a story that's been passed down. Parts of it could be true. None of it could be true. Archangel Michael commanded Saint Aubert, and that's how you say it in French. It looks like Aubert, but it's not Aubert. He was the Bishop of Avranches. A bishop in the Catholic Church is a high position. He commanded him to build this monastery way back in 708, which is really, really long time ago. Initially, or at first, Saint Aubert, he failed to comply. If you comply with something, you do what you're supposed to. Usually it comes after you get some sort of law, or the government tells people there's this new regulation, you have to comply, you have to obey it, you have to do it. Otherwise, you either get put in jail or maybe you pay a fine. I think we've been talking lately about motor scooters are going to have cleaner exhaust fume. The gas that comes out of your scooter has to be cleaner. Mm-hmm. The government's talking about that. If you don't comply, you're going to have to pay money. So initially, St. Aubert was naughty, and he didn't do what Michael told him to do.
Bad boy. Yeah. Okay, so in response, Michael, of course, had to punish him, so Michael used his finger to burn a hole in the man's head, which proved to be effective motivation. Okay, so yes, indeed, I guess he had some special kind of magical power here.
This part of the story probably is not true.
Probably not, because I thought angels were good. I didn't think they had fire. I thought those were the devils that did that, or the demons could
do that. No. They have a lot of power to punish evil people.
That's right. Angels can do bad things, too. So, yes, indeed, the angel burned a hole in the man's head. He learned his lesson. He thought, oh, that hurts. Gee, I better do what he says. Otherwise, he's going to burn a hole in other parts of my body. So that was motivation. Your motivation, of course, is your reason for doing something. What prompts you or which makes you do something, which causes you to act. So that was the motivation. And that year, the bishop erected a small chapel on the islet, Chapel's kind of like a very small church, kind of like a shrine.
Yeah, it's smaller than, say, a cathedral. Cathedrals are quite big. Chapels are smaller. Over time, the building gained its weighty upward structure. If something's weighty, it weighs a lot. But you could also have weighty responsibilities. That's more figurative, where you just have a lot of pressure on you. But it was quite heavy, the structure, and it underwent various renovations. So that today, the Abbey's grand hall, ornamented rooms, and vaulted halls include elements from a number of different periods. Here we're talking about architectural styles. Different periods had different styles. There was the Baroque style, the Gothic style. And so every 100 years, they would have different renovations. So different styles actually have appeared on this one place, this one abbey. If you undergo something, guys, it means you go through some sort of process. We use it for operations. He underwent surgery, or he's going to undergo surgery soon. Underwent is the past tense of the verb to undergo.
Right. So, of course, these renovations took place over a long period of time. So nowadays, today, the Abbey's Grand Hall, the ornamented rooms and vaulted halls include elements from a number of different periods. So these are some things you'll find in architecture. Ornamented rooms with lots of ornaments or decorations.
Decoration, yeah.
Vaulted halls means the ceiling is arched. It's not flat. It goes up into vaults. And, of course, all of these architectural features come from different periods of history since that time. Now, still, one of Mont-Saint-Michel's historical features has been modernized in the past couple of years. So usually these old structures in Europe are still kind of old, and they retain the old features of them. But sometimes they kind of have no choice. They have to modernize them.
Yeah.
They have to bring them up to modern times, maybe use electricity or something
sure.
like that, or install air conditioning or whatever. The 19th century road that was built to connect the islet to Normandy has now been replaced. So the road that was built in the 1800s, the road that was used to connect the islet to the mainland of Normandy, has been replaced. I guess the old road kind of wore down or something. And as Mont-Saint-Michel experiences the highest tides in continental Europe, the original path would often become flooded with water. So for some reason, this part of France, this part of the world, has really high tides. Mm. The high tide is when the water is high at the ocean, and low tide is when it goes down.
Yeah, if you're on the beach, you can always see the tide coming in and going out. It had really high tides, the highest tides in continental Europe. That means Europe, that where all the countries are connected. That's continental Europe. Some parts of Europe, you have to get on a boat or, you know, fly to that place because it's not connected by train. So the original path would often be flooded, which is a mess. So during the spring, the tide rises and falls really quickly. It doesn't take long for that high tide and low tide to alternate. So with the sea, completely submerge the bay and then reveal it. If you submerge something, guys, it goes completely under the water. So they build a new bridge. It was finished in 2014. It's built on stilts. Stilts are like pieces of wood that you can stand on that makes you higher. You can also build a house on stilts if you're in a place where there's a lot of water. They have those houses on stilts over here in Asia, Southeast Asia, too. So they wanted to build that bridge higher so that it could cope with the high tides or this phenomenon. Phenomenon just means something that happens in nature or science that you have seen exist or you just observe that it happens. So as buses cross the bridge, it's easy to imagine that they're kind of going on this bridge and taking people back through time, kind of like a time machine as you go on this road back to a sanctuary that seems to exist in another time.
Exactly. And the word sanctuary here refers to a place of protection. It's a place that you can go to feel safe. It's a place of refuge or safety, a sanctuary. Sometimes they talk about the sanctuary movement in the United States, where people escaping war-torn countries in Central and South America go to the United States for protection. That's sanctuary. But this, of course, is referring to a place where people can go to feel safe. That's what it kind of feels like. You're going to a nice, safe place where nobody would hurt you. And, hey, if you decide to go there, you're unfortunately going to have to share it with thousands of other tourists there, and you'll have to fight for those selfies that you're going to take in front of this statue or this building or that. So we wish you the best of luck. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到这里的 Mont Saint-Michel 到底是怎么样建造出来的特色。在第三个空格提到 According to legend, the Archangel Michael, blank 3, sent Aubel, the Bishop of Avranches, to build this monastery in 708. 其实根据传说呢，大天使米迦勒呢，他怎么样，然后这个的主教呢，来建造这座修道院。我们在这里，主词后面可以放一个动词，这是过去式。第三题搭配文意，我们可以选择 G 选项的 commanded， 在这里有命令的意思，大天使命令这个主教来建造一个修道院。 一刚开始并不顺利。我们来看到第四个空格后面的句子提到 Michael used his finger to burn a hole in the man's head, which proved to be blank for motivation. 主教一刚开始不太愿意，所以这个大天使呢，就用他的手指在他的头上烧了一个洞出来，最后证明了这样子的举止呢，是一个怎么样的动机。第四题放在名词前面，可以放一个形容词，搭配文意，我们选择 K 选项 effective, 有效的，这样一来就愿意去建造修道院了。That year, the bishop blank five a small chapel on the islet. 也就在那一年呢，主教就在这个小岛屿呢，怎么样一个小教堂。主词 the bishop 搭配动词，搭配文意，我们选择 H 选项的 erected, 也就是有建立的意思。后面的句子提到 Over time, the building gained its weighty upward structure and underwent various blank six. 那么随着时间的过去呢，建筑物呢就增添了很多的向上的沉重结构，因此就经历了各种不同的怎么样。后面有提到，不管是大厅、房间或厅堂，都包含几个不同时期的元素，所以代表它经历了很多的翻新的过程。第六题搭配文意，可以选择 L 选项的 renovations, 也就是有翻新修整的意思。第七个空格的句子提到 Still, one of Monsen Michel's blank seven features has been modernized in the past couple of years. 但是呢，其中一个怎么样的特色也在过去的几年当中呢，被更新现代化了。其实它之所以特别，就是因为它有很多的 historical features, 具有历史性的特色。搭配文意，第七题我们可以放形容词 I 选项 historical 来修饰后面的 features 这个名词。第八题的空格写着 The 19th century road that was built to connect the islet to Normandy has now been blank eight.那么十九世纪用来建筑来连接岛屿跟诺曼底之间的这个道路呢，也已经被怎么样了。在这里 VPP 表被动，第八题可以选择 C 选项的 replaced, 则是代表着这条道路被取代了。第九个空格，我们直接看到后面这个句子 With the sea first completely submerging the bay and then blank nine it. 随着这样子的海浪呢，先淹没了整个海湾，接着又让它怎么样？既然是海浪，有潮汐的涨跟退，先淹没海湾，然后再让它显露出来，来搭配前面的 submerging。 在第九题我们选择 A 选项的 revealing, 则是有展现、显露的意思。后面的句子提到 The new bridge finished in 2014 is built on tall stilts to blank 10 this phenomenon. 而这个新的桥呢，是2014年完成的，它就建筑在这些很高的支柱上，为了要怎么样呢？当然为了要设法解决前面提到的这种现象。第十题我们就可以选择 D 选项，Cope with, 就是有设法解决问题的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
OK, that's it for today, everybody, and that's all we're going to do, spend one day talking about this place. The rest is up to you to go there and have an experience that you'll never forget. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.